Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are working through 2 Peter chapter 1, looking at the various graces that we are to add, chorus together in our lives. And I want to come to the sticky note. As a brass player, we have to oil our valves on our trumpets, euphoniums, the slides on a trombone, because the tendency is for them to stick with time. And the one that we're going to touch on today is the word patience in verse 6 of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. A very important word in the Bible. It is the ability to be able to face trouble or trial and not complain or get angry about it. That's patience. Patience, as I said, is the sticky note. My trumpet has a tendency, the first valve, to stick. And so I have to be careful. I have to clean it often, take it out, wash it out, get all the stuff out, then oil it down really good because it will stick. And I think that patience for many of us is one of those virtues in the chord that the note sticks sometimes. It doesn't do very well because of the fact that we are human beings and because of the fact that we are challenged in the area of patience. Some of us don't do very well with that. The Lord knows my struggles with patience, and so He has put me in a ministry where I am dealing with people all the time, a variety of different individuals, and it requires patience. But you know, patience, some people will come up and they will just jaw about certain things, you know, and it takes patience to just sit there and listen and listen and listen and listen. And then usually what happens is they talk long enough, they come around to the answer on their own. And you don't have to really do this. Say, well, it sounds like we've got it resolved now. And sometimes that works out that way. Sometimes it never works out that way. But you know, God has called us to patience in this world because we are faced with all kinds of difficulties and trials, and the ability to be able to face it and to face it without getting angry and upset. And Ben, I said, that is a quality that you have to keep that valve lubed on in order to make that pitch. We talked about chorusing the notes of these different virtues together, and sometimes the patience note gets stuck, doesn't produce a certain sound. And so I want to encourage you today, as we are talking about these various virtues and our call to worship, to consider in your own heart and life, what kind of a note am I sounding on patience? Am I quick to just cut people off? Am I quick to just, you know, get upset, blow up whenever something doesn't go my way? Or do I exercise before this world and the people that are watching me as a Christian, do I exercise patience? Do I have the right kind of attitude that I ought to have, and especially when it comes to children? As a parent, as a grandparent, exercise patience. Patience is not giving in to sin. Don't confuse that. Some people think, well, patience is, you know, just letting things happen. Well, you know, sometimes you have to speak and you have to say, no, we're not going to do that. And you have to come across strong. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about patience to deal with trouble and trial that comes into your life. We need to show that we are willing to listen, that we are willing to hear, that we're willing to endure and be faithful in that, because that's one of the notes in the chord. And if it's not right, then the whole chord's messed up. That's interesting about a chord in music. All it takes is one wrong note, and it messes the whole chord up. So what note are we sounding on patience this morning? That's a good question, is it not? We need to examine our hearts in light of the Word of God today.